sent a message like, hey, I'm Jay Scott. Just heard one of your records, Trife, just played one of your records, y'all. I think it's super dope. I would love to work with you. And it just went from there, man. She was like, yeah. She's like, all right. She's like, look, I'm going to send you some of my music. You send me some of yours. Let's make sure that we on the same vibe and let's see what we can do. And so she did that. She sent me a folder of some stuff that she had done. I sent her a folder of some stuff that I've done. And then we both agreed, okay, we can make this happen. And, yo, never met Aida in person. It's all been just messaging, emails, messaging. You know, send a reference track, you like this, you like that. And I really followed her lead. I was like, you know, she's like, you got concepts for these records? Like, when I sent her the pack of beats, she was like, you got concepts for these records? I said, nah. I said, I want you to go ahead and take the lead. I said, I might take one or two. I said, but for the most part, I want you to take the lead, and I'm going to follow what you deliver. And she was like, cool. I think the one record, Navigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just ran that joint. Yep.
Yeah, man, we killed that joint. Then she sent her vocals back, and that was the only change that I asked of her. I said, Aida, I said, look, I need you to do me a favor. I said, can you follow the same flow pattern that I'm doing?
Yeah.
And she was like, all right, I got you. No doubt. And so that's why that song rides like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it had that flow pattern that I initiated. I needed her to do the same thing because I knew sonically it just was gonna sound amazing. And then I had my man, Kevin, sing the hook. You know, I sang it and I gave him a reference because I can't sing like Kevin.
So, yeah.
You know,
I know.
Yeah, Kevin sent it back and he touched it, man. And that, yeah, bro. So yeah, me, Aida, yeah, she's an assassin, bro.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, very dope, super talented, man. So I look forward to us doing Beauty and the Beast 2, man. You know, or maybe me just producing a whole project for her. I don't even got to get on it, you know. Just let me produce it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. And it's real righteous. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I, you know, that's. As it, for me, as I get older, you know, I'm more interested in, like, you know, the righteous spit. You know what I mean? And it doesn't necessarily always have to be righteous, but, you know, the cleverness, the intelligence, you know what I mean? Not so, like, wanting to listen to the dumbed down stuff, right? Don't get me wrong. You know, every once in a while, you might throw in one of those bangers, right? But, you know, for me, I'm as a lyricist, I listen to the lyricism. I want to hear the art. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to hear the art. You know what I mean? She was talking on the Navigation, talking about Akashic Records. And, you know, these are things that, like, if you don't study these stuff, you wouldn't know what the hell people is talking about, right? But,
like... She's super, super intelligent, man. Like, you definitely got to go back and listen to her stuff that she be talking about, man. You know, she might speak with a little bit of patois here.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're not into that stuff, you know, you're going to be like, well, you know, you're going to think she's just talking gibberish. But, yeah, man, she's super, super, super intelligent, man.
Where's she from?
Queens, New York.
Queens.
Yeah. Her ethnicity.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. Like I said, you know, she and I've never met in person, man. It just was mutual respect for each other's art and that willingness to say yes to an idea. And, you know, we handled it, man. We came through. You know, I created with the AI, you know, I used AI to come up with the artwork. And I put in some prompts or some ideas that I thought would be fitting for what she and I were trying to do that would, you know, project a vision of the art for the cover art. And, you know, we started spitting stuff out, man. I sent it to him, like, yo, sis, what you think about these ideas? And probably it was about 10 of them. And that's the one she was like, this one right here. She's like, I love this one right here.
That, yo, that's peace. That's most definitely peace. Is she's black too?
Aida is mixed, I believe. I don't know. I don't want to mess up her.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I do believe she's mixed. Not white and black.
She sounds like she could be Latina.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's part of her is Latino, but I don't know exactly which one. But
No doubt. That's peace. So I wanna go back to now when we talked before, you said that you was Muslim, right?
Yeah.
And you know, let's talk to the audience. Like, has that been something that you have been your whole life, or is that something that you came into that you found? Like, let's talk about that experience and that journey.
Yeah, so for me, growing up in Jersey, a lot of Muslims, heavy Muslim communities in certain parts of, you know, Jersey, mainly Essex County area. And then having aunt and uncle that were Muslim. So it's always, you know, been there. And, you know, I was always, you know, exposed to, you know, Islam or, you know, people that were Muslim.
Yeah.
And just having a spiritual attraction to the culture and to the religion. But, you know, growing up, you know, mom's, you know, she tried to, you know, raise my sister and I as Christians, you know, and she had us in church like a lot of other black children that were in the neighborhoods and stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, you know, having the aunt and uncle and seeing them and how they carried themselves and being able to participate in, you know, cookouts and stuff like that that they might have been doing in the summertime where it was all Muslim there. And, you know, and as you start to get older, you start to learn about Malcolm X and you start to learn about his journey with Islam. And, you know, and you start to, you know, learn about the Prophet Muhammad and, you know, Minister Farrakhan. And then, you know, then you start to get a little older and, you know, now you're starting to learn about the gods and the earths. And, you know, now you're mixing and mingling with these, you know, with these brothers and, you know, and these sisters. And, you know, you're just coming into yourself. But I always felt, you know, and there were always people in the Muslim community that, you know, just came to me, man, and just, you know, tried to allow me to see that righteousness that I should be adding to my life. And so, you know, eventually, you know, I decided to take my Shahada and, you know, just make Islam a part of my life. And, you know, I'm not a super pious, you know, person. I'm not, you know, overly, you know, with my Islam, you know, and with being a Muslim man. I mean, you know, we all fall short in certain areas, but that's, you know, that I felt like that was where I needed to be in my life. You know, that's what I needed to have in my life to reference, you know, and to, you know, to just have something to, you know, to build with as far as who I wanted to be as a man and you know, and how I wanted to position myself and lead and, you know, just have me a base, you know, have me a reference place for, you know, for those times that get dark and, you know, those times that I feel weak and, you know, those times that when I feel strong and just knowing where my power comes from and stuff like that, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, man, all praises due, right? And, you know, Islam is the way of the original man, right? And and so when you said that you had your auntie and your uncle was Muslim, what are we talking about? Because I know, obviously, the NOI is, you know, huge in that part of the wilderness, right? So were they part of the NOI?
No, they were what you would call you Sunni Muslim. You know, they weren't a nation. There was another nation or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you know, I have friends that were, you know, so it was always around me, you know, to some extent, you know, the influences were always there. Mm-hmm. The knowledge was always being given to me. I remember there was a brother who was NOI. Brother Ali would always come into this barbershop that I worked in at this one point in time, and he was trying to be of some influence on me, and I'm like, you know, bro, I'm like, I ain't ready. He's like, that's all right.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, he's gonna find you, don't worry about it. You know, you won't have to find him, he gonna find you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I think about stuff like that, you know, Brother Ali would come in with his, you know, with his final calls, and you know, he always had a good word for a brother, man. So, you know, yeah.
No, that's most definitely peace. I mean, you know, when I think about, you know, Master Farad and, you know, him bringing the knowledge to Elijah, you know, and how Elijah was able to, you know, add on and build the Nation of Islam and what that did for, you know, the original people in the wilderness of North America. In those times, you know, the 30s to the 60s to now, right? And obviously, you know, the way that the NOI is ran now is a lot different than how Elijah ran it, right? And and I think about, you know, the influence that Malcolm had, you know, because he was, I mean, he, you know, he was the spokesperson for the Nation of Islam. I mean, people was joining. I mean, the percentages of people who were joining the Nation of Islam at that time, it grew, you know, drastically, right? Because of Malcolm's, you know, ministry, right? And and how powerful he was, right? And you know, unfortunately, you know, he made a couple of mistakes, right? And a lot of people, you know, there's different, you know, there's obviously different conspiracies. You know, some people say that Elijah had him taken out, and there's quite a few people, you know, brothers that I know that say that Elijah didn't kill Malcolm.
I wouldn't say they were mistakes. You know, it was just things that people didn't like. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, when people don't like you, and that's a big deal. You know.
There was a lot of jealousy up there. A lot of jealousy.
Yeah. When people don't like you, man, best thing you could do is just go ahead and get away from them people, man. You know.
Mm-hmm.
People got a problem with you, they don't like you, man. Just go ahead and get away from them, man. Best thing. That's what I take from that. You know, he didn't make no mistakes. You know, he just, you know, he was committed to his faith, and he was committed to his people, and you know, he didn't want to remove himself from that. You know, and so you know, it's just unfortunate, but yeah, man. You know, praise to the Most High, man.
Yeah, it's one of, you know, one of those you know, just even the assassination is like, you know, it's one of those things that you don't want to keep in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like my brother Wise Prince Allah, he always said, you know, there's some things that I just don't want in my mind, right? And like, you know,
right.
You know what I mean? Seeing that, and like, and how he was, you know, how he was so adamant on not having, like, you know, the security and just, you know, I mean, I wonder what he was, you know, thinking in his last days, in his last breath, right? Because you know, but it's been most definitely peace building with you today, bro. You know,
always, yeah, man. Yeah, brother, this is beautiful, brother. I appreciate it, man, for real.
And so
the fact that you wanted to reach out, just wanted to just kick it, talk about some hip hop and talk about life, man, that's big, man.
Yeah, and that's it, bro. It's like, it's you know, we deal in equality, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, what I want for myself is what I want for my brothers and my sisters, you know? And so...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's Islam right there, brother.
100%. 100%. 100%. You know what I mean? I want people to know of you, especially, you know, the ones who are real heads, you know what I'm saying? Because... You know what I'm saying? Like, you giving it to him, like I said, so eloquently, man. You know what I'm saying? And so for the listener right now, you know, give us your handles. You know, talk to us about some upcoming projects, where people can find you. Give us that. Give us some jewels, bro.
Yeah. I would ask everybody, man, to go stream my latest EP. Beautiful Black Noise. That's produced by Grimy Chops out of Philly. We straight boom bap, ain't nothing but heat on there. Storytelling, big rap on there, man. I would ask that everybody go listen to Beautiful Black Noise. That's my latest EP, again produced by Grimy Chops. My latest single that I have out right now is called Ocean Waves.
Yes,
produced,
sir.
By Soul Messiah. Yeah,
yes,
that's a very transparent record for me. It's important for brothers to listen to that record so they can understand and hear another man speaking of times of dealing with depression and anxiety and a little bit of self doubt at times. You know, just being transparent, being able to pull back those layers and, you know, just expose myself, you know, so I could, you know, talk to everybody and let them hear the truth in my music and in my songs about who I am, and that they not alone dealing with the things that we deal with as men and as fathers, and, you know, so that we just created a vibe. But I would ask that everybody go listen to that, Ocean Waves. Also go check out the video too. Beautifully shot by my man Malik Miller, aka Top Shotter, man. We just filmed for Tiny Desk concert.
So, okay.
Be on the lookout for that. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and claim it. I'm gonna go ahead and say that they'll be in touch with me once we submit the video.
No doubt.
I'm gonna go ahead and claim the fact that they're gonna be in touch with me and say, "Hey, listen, we want
Speak
you to do this 10 city tour with us." You know what I'm saying?
So, yes, sir.
Yeah, we're working on that. Yes, sir. We're working on that. We I got a show this Friday. at this spot in Atlanta called 529. I'm opening up for my brother Sky Zoo. Super excited for that because this show is a 360 moment for myself. I think we almost 2 years to the date where he and I met and became associates. And then we built our relationship with me being his son's father. We became friends and brothers, and we got familiar with each other's families. Again, like I said, he agreed to work on some music with me. I came out to one of his shows when I first got here and supported him. And now we're friends and brothers, and here it is 2 years later, I'm opening up for my brother as an artist. You know what I'm saying? So this is big, big 360 moment for me. And yeah, man, listen, Instagram, at J Scott the Illest. Website is officialjscott.com. Please check out the website. Subscribe to it. We got some merch on there, and just stay tapped in, man. We full speed ahead. 2025, we out of here, brother.
Beats and Bucket Hat season, baby. Y'all heard it from my man.
Listen, HB, you better tell
them
about it,
bro. I'm out here spreading the good word, brother. I'm out here spreading the good word.
Listen, that record is like nothing else, right? That record is an anthem for hip hop and fashion. And you know, we can go LL being known for the Kango. We can go EPMD being known for them rocking bucket hats. We can go to an early Sean Carter when he was rocking his fitted. You know, we can go to I can see Nas with his bucket hat on performance. So the bucket hat has always been there in hip hop.
Uh-huh. Right?
And so for me, you know, that's my crown now. You know, and I will wear it proudly, and I will represent it like the way it should be, along with hip hop.
That no, most definitely, like you said, there's three parts to the crown: front, back, and the top. You know what I'm saying? So, oh yeah, man, trust me. Lord, I'll be listening. You know what I'm saying? I'll be listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
We would speak about the island.
To let the air out.
Oh yes.
On the bucket hats. You know, when it get a little hot.
Yeah, brother. Well, it's been a pleasure building with you, brother. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Very grateful to have you on the show tonight. And, look forward to, you know, building with you furthermore in the future here. And, we're going to let this run, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, HB, for real. Word up, bro. Hey, listen, bro, maybe sometime in the fall, man, when it, you know, because it's getting ready to... weather getting ready to break, and then, you know, it's going to be nice and it's going to get hot. But when the fall come back around, maybe we can come back and see what's been going on up until that point. You know what I mean? Please reach back out, man. Let's do it again, brother.
Absolutely, brother. Much love to you and your family. You know what I'm saying? All praises due. And, you know what I'm saying? With that, we're going to say peace.
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 Peace. Peace.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
And once again, it's Big G running a number rackets, rearing Pele jackets, fast Luke tackets. I'm well up in the millionaire bracket. The boss of four bosses are always horses in the fortress. Poor resource with Olympic torches and Mona Lisa.
a portrait. Jacuzzis and saunas and eating steak at Benihana's. Bentley's limousine, the front yard stream that's full of piranhas. I'm set, a private jet, I drink a lot of Bex. Get a lot of sex, condo and duplex. Diamond infested Rolex, the leather recliner. The wool units with silver china. Sipping on finer wine, you see more shines of diamond miners. The highness, kingpin of heroin. I'm thorough when I have to bring the terror and handle business in each and every barrel. In town and city, I'm rolling like Frank Nitti. I'm rich and pretty, back up kitties. I got crummies that's grimy and gritty. A nigga that's spunky and likes to keep his pockets chunky. Making most of my money from all the dope fiends and junkies. I learned from the best, the ones that's living and the ones that's put the rest. So I bless my chest with a vest and pack of Smith & West. And then I'm off to get the snaps, not the scraps. The game is be a real Mac, the name is Cool G-Rap. Under the wing, a swinger that does a thing. And if you step inside my ring, she'll bang it out and make your brains hang. She sits at restaurant tables with make foxes and sables, drinking champagne brand labels. She rock a sucker's cradle. And yeah, honey is more bounce to the ounce. She walks around with Lucci in large amounts, millions of socks with bank accounts. Her name is Tammy, got a beach house in Miami. Rides around with a small jammy in a silk and satin panties. A down hoe, a foxy brown hoe standing up ground hoe. And if you're clown, yo, she turn into a bus around. Her flyers are heaven's angel, got set fires in her bangles. Diamond earrings hanging dangle, getting money from all angles. She's pretty under the New York City bright lights. In real life, way after midnight, I hit it cause the slit's tight. Wake up early and make my rounds, break up, break down. Back in the silver, 4 pounds, some clowns be trying to get down. Light up a smoke and grab a stack of Casinos. The slick stick up kids, don't get no free, don't broke, cause I ain't trying to be broke. I goes all out for G-Rap and it's honey, nothing's funny. It's a damn shame what I gotta do
now
to get the money.
Now it's a damn shame what I gotta do just to make it.
Some cash, I don't care who name on my hip. I'm doing sh for no what I say. That's 9/6 and Spanish. Why don't your whack back Yo, yo, peace.
Peace, y'all. It's been a wonderful evening.
Pew, pew, pew.
Damn, man. Sound like some super soakers.
Yes, what it is, man. We super soaking the world right now with this One Order Radio.
6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Burnaby SFU.
You know what I'm saying? And we do this for you.
The culture.
You and I verse. You know what I'm saying? You was just tapped in with Jay Scott, the illest. You know what I mean? Straight live from Atlanta. New Jersey-based artist. Killing the underground hip-hop right now. You know what I mean? Definitely tap into the One Order Radio 6 o'clock Blitz on the CJSF.ca website. Also, download this CJSF app off the Google Play Store and the iOS if you got the iPhone. And you can listen to all of the previous shows, and including, you know, tonight's, man. And it was an incredible interview, man. You know what I mean? Just grateful and just grateful that we got this opportunity to showcase people who are really living out this culture. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? Got to give a bigger shout out again, you know? ATL, Jersey, you know what I mean? East to West, you know, right now. You know, we building out here, man. 360, B.
Real talk, man. So, you know, we want to give out our nightly shout-outs. Digital?
Yeah, I'm going to shout out the listeners. Thanks for listening and supporting our little thing here. And shout out the moms and dads, of course, the kids. Just stay positive and keep moving forward in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too political, but...
Shots fired.
Don't do it.
Don't do it?
Don't do it, man. Trudeau be taxing us too. They've been taxing us forever. Leave Donnie T alone, man.
Oh, I know, right? Like,
we've been getting taxed
right here
for years. Let's not cry about Donnie T.
I know. Okay, man, you got saved, man. You got saved, man. But we ain't displacing people for no goddamn resort out here, okay? Like, come on, man. Get it together, man. Anyway, yo. I have to say it. I just couldn't hold it in, man. That's
and
my...
who's poking the bear now?
I'm poking the bear, man. Because when you hear stuff like that, man, the arrogance, man, it's like, what?
Yo, you... Donnie T come for an interview, man. You know, you got some friends in Canada.
Yo, man. I know the government is killing us with taxes. Maybe they should, like, you know, give us a, you know, reprieve on some of these taxes, right? And the tariffs might not be so bad because, you know, who's the enemy here, right? Like, let's be real with it. You know, when you sent me that thing, did you? But I've been saying it for a long time, you know? But anyway, my shout-outs go out to, you know, man, K-Sweet out there, you know, Jess, you know, Jay Bourne, you know what I'm saying? Shadow out there, you know, rest in peace, you know, Squeegee, you know what I'm saying? The old school out there, Rich, you know what I'm saying? We keep it right there, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, all the people out there, you know.
One minute
and that's it. Peace.
I just want to shout out to my young brother who passed away, Rather Ruler, man, and I want to say peace to his family. I also want to say peace to you, the listener, for tapping in, always staying loyal and you know, connecting with the gods here. And you know, man, and just very grateful, man. You know, shout out to my old earth, my mother. Shout out to King Wise. And, you know, with that, I got to say,
Hold on. I got one more shout out, man. Rest in peace, you know, one of my workers, you know, co-workers and whatever down where I be working. Jack Paul passed away this week, heart attack a few days ago, man. Mm. You know, bless his family, bless his soul. And, you know, rest in paradise, my brother.
Some